Good morning. It is 8:12 here on the Mighty 690. Time for our monthly update from the Coffeyville Public Library. We have Rachel Kazalka who joins us in studio. Good morning, Rachel. How's it going?
It's going very well.
Very good. So we've got summer reading about wrapping up here. And how did everything go?
It went amazing. It was very, very busy, which is a good thing, you know, because summer reading is our high time. I had some grand prizes for teens and adults that I gave out yesterday and Monday. And I know Shelby, our children's librarian, had a bunch of prizes that she was giving out this week as well. So it's mostly all wrapped up. So I would say Coffeyville needs to be very proud of itself. So I set a community reading goal of 6,000 books because we exceeded our 5,000 last year. And so I wanted to push us a little bit further. And we read collectively 5,879 books, you know, all around town. I mean, we didn't quite meet the 6,000 book goal, but that's really good, especially for our town. So be very proud of that. You know, we want to be a very literate town. So
that's awesome. It's a really, really great to be able to have that many books read.
Mm-hmm. And so I don't know if I mentioned this last month, but our digital archive is up and running. And so we have over 100 items on there that are like historical documents and stuff like that. And so that was made possible from a small grant from the Kansas Humanities Council, which we're very appreciative of that. But that kind of kick-started us, kind of got us a nice little base. And so as time goes on, we're going to just keep adding on to that archive. And people can access that archive through our website. In terms of events, we don't have a whole lot going on, a whole lot big going on this month, just because we're recovering from
something. Yeah, I figured.
Yeah. But of course, we have story time every week on Wednesdays. But one thing that we are starting up, that we started in the summer, that we're trying to get regular programming would be Coffeyville Crafters. So if you crochet, knit, sew, and you just want to come to the library, hang out with some other crafters, that's on August 24th at 4 p.m. We're trying to get kind of a crafters club going. So we have some game night people that come in all the time. So we're trying to, you know, diversify the cool clubs that we have going on. So that's on the 24th. And then we also are doing our first ever local author and children's book fair on the 29th. It's a Saturday at the end of this month. We're excited for that. I'm a little bit nervous about that too, because I've never done a book fair. So the idea is we've invited some local authors and regional authors. We've got someone coming from Derby, Kansas, who's an award-winning children's author. We've got Michelle Lynn Ross, who is from Caney. She'll be coming out. And we've got several authors from Oklahoma that are coming up here. So it's not just children's books. It's, you know, a wide range of stuff for these local authors who are trying to make names for themselves. And then on the other side of that is the children's book fair, which we're formatting after a Scholastic book fair, but we're not going through Scholastic because their pricing model is very difficult to work with. And so we wanted to make it as easy as possible. The proceeds of the book fair will go towards the library. And then, you know, the local authors, if you purchase their books, that goes towards, you know, supporting your neighbors and their, you know, trying to become authors.
Sure. But it will still be like a company coming in with like new books to buy sort of thing, or
no. So I've been going to bookstores around Kansas,
yeah, well,
and Oklahoma,
cool,
and getting some gently used and like new books.
Okay.
And so, but they're primarily children's books. And so hopefully, you know, we have something for everybody here, and hopefully this kind of revitalizes our fall book sale. This is in place of our full book sale, because in the last 5 or 6 years, our fall book sale hasn't been doing as well as our spring book sale. So we figured, well, let's change this up. Maybe people are getting a little bit tired of two book sales every year. So we'll see how this goes, but we're excited for it. We've confirmed I've got 8 regional local authors coming, and then yeah, we've got a bunch of a stockpile of a bunch of kids books that is just, it's growing because I've been trying to find things that are inexpensive to be able to share with the public. It'll be exciting. I've also been in talks with a food truck or two to come out for that day as well. So, you know, you can get lunch, you can support the library, support your neighbors and some local authors, and just have a good day at the end of this month.
Well, that'll be great, Rachel. So I hope folks can take a part in that. And again, save the date for, you said that'll be the last Saturday in August the 29th.
Yes.
Okay. Very good. Well, anything else happening at the Coffeyville Public Library?
As of this month, not really. I do know that Pete Walterscheid will be doing a magic show at the library. I believe that's the 21st and the 22nd, but that's on our Facebook page. So come support him or magic discussion, or I don't know. He explains it better than I do.
Oh, that's so fantastic.
Yeah, but come support Pete Walterscheid at the library in about 3 weeks here.
Okay, wonderful. Okay. Well, I know he's always does a great job, and so hope folks can come and check that out. So, Rachel, we appreciate you coming on by here as always.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
That's Rachel Kazalko with the Coffeyville Public Library. We'll get to talk with Rachel here again at this time next month. And on the way, we have our extension report from Benton County, Arkansas. That is all on the way here on the Mighty 690.